My name is Litzy Botello, and I am a resident of Port Protection on the north end of Prince of Wales Island and have been for 30 years. According to news reports, meetings recently held in Southeast Alaska on Senate Bill 881 and House Bill 2099 were not the unbiased hearings that we as communities had expected. Instead, we were scheduled town hall meetings that were a continuation of Sea Alaska's PR campaign, accompanied by a Senate minority staffer helping to push the Sea Alaska agenda. The three small subsistence communities of Port Protection, Point Baker on North Prince of Wales Island, along with Edna Bay on Kosciuszko Island, were never met with or listened to, yet these communities will be most directly affected by the passage of this bill. Bad weather prevented travel, and with the rush to pass this bill along, meetings were not rescheduled. Mr. Clicholte called and canceled the meeting in Port Protection after our scheduled meeting was to begin. We've had no further contact with him to reschedule, nor was there any mention where to direct our comments and concerns that we had all prepared. We feel as a community that we have been ignored and the process required by ANILCA Title VIII has not been followed. This section of ANILCA guarantees us hearings, and as stated in Section 810, and I quote, that the effects of such disposition of these lands on subsistence uses and needs by the head of the federal agency having primary jurisdiction over such lands shall be done, unquote. If Congress does not follow the rules spelled out in government laws, then what good are they? Does an act of Congress only stand as law until some corporation wants to ignore it? What process are we to believe in if laws made to uphold public rights and protect public lands and public resources are changed by the money and will of a corporation for private gain? Port Protection, Point Baker, and Edna Bay are all unanimously and strongly opposed to Senate Bill 881 and House Bill 2099, which is currently holding meetings this week. All we ask is our and Southeast Alaska's concern about this bill be heard by both the Senate and House Resource Committee.